For as long as I can remember, my mother has used only Tide detergent for washing clothes. I, on the other hand, usually buy what's on sale. On her visits to my home, she says, "Why do you bother buying this cheap detergent? You end up using twice as much to get the same results as the more expensive one." My mother is not alone in her sentiment. Millions of other women feel the same way, making Procter & Gamble, the company that makes Tide, a profitable investment over the years. I often wondered how different my mother's life would be if she had actually taken her observations one step further and bought shares in Procter & Gamble. I'm not recommending that you buy shares in Procter & Gamble, but let's take a look at why it might have been a good investment for my mother. The company went public in 1890. Over the years, it has developed more than 300 brands, including Tampax, Pringles, Folgers Coffee, Dawn, and Bounty. Procter & Gamble knows how to make successful products, and its rise in value as a company proves it. Once a company goes public or sells shares of ownership to investors, it uses some of the money from the proceeds of the sale to expand and fund its growth. When it becomes consistently profitable, it distributes those profits to shareholders as dividends. When you receive a dividend, you can decide to spend the money or to tell the company to use the dividend to buy more shares of stock. This is called dividend reinvestment and is the way many investors accumulate large number of shares of a company without ever investing more of their own money in it. If my mother had invested $1,000 in shares of Procter & Gamble 20 years ago and had reinvested her dividends, that investment would be worth $261,000 today. She would have some exciting choices. She could cash in her dividends and use them to supplement her Social Security payments, or she could sell just enough shares to get a lump sum to buy a car or pay for a vacation. Her investment would now be providing the income that she needs at retirement. That is the point of investing. That is how wealth is built, through equity investing. When companies issue stock and offer shares to the public, they become public companies that trade shares on the stock exchange. As with the bond offering, an investment banker is hired to find investor and often forms a syndicate of brokers to help. Investing for income. If you determine that you need income, you must decide what type of bond will produce the income and level of risk you require. The shortest way to that information is by answering questions like these. Number one, why do I need income? Is it to supplement my current earnings? Is it to pay for a specific expense such as a car note, a mortgage, or another obligation? Number two, how often do I need to receive the income? Monthly, semi-annually, annually? Number three, would I prefer the income to be taxable or tax-free? Number four, what rate of return do I want to earn on my money? Number five, do I need a guarantee of my principal or am I willing to take on more risk for more return? Your answers will determine the type of bond that you need. Investing for growth. Melissa's income is adequate, but she's playing a catch-up game on retirement savings. She must invest for growth. In other words, she must invest in equity or stocks. Just as there is a variety of bonds and level of risk, there is a variety of stocks and level of risk. To help Melissa select the best stocks for her goals, I asked her these questions. How much can you afford to invest for the long term? What type of companies do you want to invest in? Do you want to research companies on your own or have someone help you? How much risk are you willing to take to achieve your goals? Do you want to invest moderately or aggressively? How much time do you want to invest in investing? Imagine. What is investing? It is taking responsibility for your financial life in a way that gives you the greatest possible chance of earning the money that you need to live the life you've planned. Investing well will do that for you with the least amount of effort because your money will earn money while you're sleeping. Let me show you what I mean by imagining that you got in on the first issue of Walmart stock. Let's say that when Walmart came to your town, you noticed that the stores were big. The staff was friendly and the prices were low. You instructed your stockbroker to buy you 100 shares. In 1970, Walmart offered 300,000 shares to the public for $16.50 each. You would have paid $1,650 for your shares. With the money raised from selling those shares, Walmart built more stores across the United States. As Walmart increased its profitability, it distributed dividends to its investors. Most of those investors reinvested the dividends into more shares. If you had done that, you would now have more than 204,800 shares of Walmart stock at a value of $9 million. The only type of investment that gives you the opportunity to earn a return of this type is stock. Not all companies perform as well as Walmart, but most people would be happy to find one that performs half that well, and many do. There are women around you who consistently invest in the stock market. Like Melissa, they are enjoying a quiet confidence that only investors know. Investing versus saving. How do you know whether to save or invest? This is an important question, and the answer is quite simple. Saving. Setting money aside for urgent needs and opportunities is a classic habit of confident investors. There are things we need or want that require us to hold our money and wait. Inevitably, the washer breaks down, the kids grow out of shoes, the wind blows the fence into the neighbor's yard, a pipe under the house breaks, or your friends are going skiing for the weekend and you want to go too. Savings accounts permit you to respond quickly without having to dip into credit, borrow the money from someone else, or miss out on opportunities. Although I believe that credit cards are convenient and useful for people who know how to manage their credit, I know from personal experience and from observing others that they can become a substitute for savings. A $500 repair becomes a long-term credit card debt with monthly payments. The basic timetable for deciding whether to save or invest is 5 years. If you want your money back within 5 years, save it. If you want it back beyond 5 years, invest it. Of course, sometimes you might invest money even if you want it back within 5 years, but this is a general recommendation. Confident investors get into the savings habit. They like knowing that there is money set aside for urgent needs and opportunities. Ideally, they have 6 months of expenses set aside in savings. Investing. The shift that many women have to make is understanding the difference between saving and investing.